Belfast City Council has come under fire for removing an emergency sleeping shelter from Victoria Street. This is a really interesting story, actually. The box, which offered temporary shelter for those who sleep rough, it comes equipped with a mobile phone charger and a radio. Spokesperson for Belfast City Council said it had removed the box on the basis that it was there without permission and to ensure the health and safety of people using it. But many people have criticised the decision to take it away. Now, what do you reckon? Is this the council just going, you know, jobs worth, just going beyond their call of duty? If there's a box there and homeless people are sleeping in it, did they really need to take it away? Seamus Close with us this morning, as is Bill Jeffrey. Seamus, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you make of this one, Seamus?
Well, I think it's an absolute disgrace. I'm very, very concerned and very annoyed about it because here we clearly have stated that Belfast City Council's priority was to stop the homeless and those people who are living rough from using a shelter. And then they pathetically try to justify this callousness by citing health and safety. They tell us that their priority is to ensure the health and safety of people, that it was near a busy thoroughfare, somebody might set it alight, there were a number of finger traps which would cause injury to users. I wonder to have these jobs worth. I wonder have they checked the illegality of the camp, for example, at Twadale. Have they checked that for finger traps or any other dangers? They are not concerned about the health of those people living rough because they'd prefer to see them lying out on street corners in that area than having a shelter over their head.
Obviously, Cantrell isn't council and it's housing executive land, but I take your point. I take your point big time. Bill Jeffrey?
Seamus Close is usually fairly responsible, but that attitude of his, I think, is impossible. Look, it is irresponsible of the service providers to place that box there without permission. They have ignored potential dangers.
Well, they're trying to help homeless people. They're trying to give homeless people shelter from the rain, from the cold, Bill.
But there are potential dangers in respect of hygiene, health and safety, abuse, dumping, all sorts of things.
What dangers are there potentially to someone out in the elements in the middle of the night?
Look, if you're going to do a job like that, and I would say it's a worthy job, involve Belfast City Council, involve the public services, have it properly supervised, make sure that there is a responsibility for the maintenance, the supervision, and they have those people that put it there, I think they have both a legal and a moral duty to make sure that the box itself is legal.
Go on, Seamus.
Yeah, I mean, did Bill never hear of the Good Samaritan? This organisation put a sign on it saying, social experiment, do not remove, you may need it someday, give peace a chance. The type of jobs worth and bureaucrats that are running around today obviously have never slept rough in their life. They never have any need to. They would probably have banned Mary and Joseph from using the stable at Bethlehem. And if they had seen, their understanding of Good Samaritan, if they'd been walking down that road to Jericho, they'd have walked over to the other side of the street, they would have put their job, they would have ticked their little boxes rather than looking sympathetically, compassionately at those that need a shelter. If they were so concerned, why didn't they contact the Good Samaritan, the organisers?
Well, they actually say in their statement, we are currently in contact with the organisers to discuss how the initiative can be taken forward. Any agreement will be subject to approval by committee and council. They just can't let people build what they want,
no,
where they want.
Do that first. There were people who live rough turned up to that shelter to find that it disappeared. So why didn't it go to the people who put it there, discuss the concerns, and then try to help them? And you know the irony of this, Stephen? They have a big posters up in different places about homelessness on the 31st, I think it is, of January. They are being hypocritical and they're being callous in the extreme and they ought to hang their heads in shame.
The organisers have been short-sighted. They missed a fabulous good news story that could have reflected on Belfast and Northern Ireland. It's a great idea. They should have gone to the authorities. They should have had them from the beginning. They should have them in there. And everybody should have known about this before it was happening. And then it could be supported and could... Look, there's going to be ice and snow and all sorts of terrible...
Well, the good news story traveled around the world before the bureaucrats stepped in and spoilt it by removing the shelter.
The bureaucrats
were behind the ball in this.
Look what they did. Look at what the local administration in one of the cities in France did. Park benches and benches in the cities. They actually put spikes on them so that homeless people couldn't lie down on them at night.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous, and it happened in London.
But is this a far cry away from that? They're taking shelter away from homeless people. Actually, stay there. We'll come straight back to this. That's Jenny Laurie with the news. This is the Nolan Show from the BBC. Seamus Close and Bill Jeffrey staying with us this morning. What are Belfast City Council doing for the homeless? There's an opportunity for us to ask that question, actually, Seamus Close, right? How much are they doing? If they can get out and they can remove this within hours of it appearing, how quick have they been to actually get out and help homeless people? What's their record like? What new initiatives have they come up with over the recent years to help homeless people? Robert Newton Abbey, morning to you, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. It's absolutely absurd, the behaviour of Belfast City Council. And I commend Seamus Close in the comments and I agree with every word. I would say Bill Jeffries, get a life. The whole world would know about these good deeds that we could do for people. It should be done anyway, never mind the whole world knowing about it. I mean, it's absolutely horrendous that people are allowed to lie out in these streets. Whether those terrible snows that we had, people who, just because they were drunk, he's a drunk, let him lie there, let him die there. We don't care about him, you know what I mean? I'm suggesting something. Why don't the 20 or 40 foot containers on wheels, why didn't the city council get them refurbished, make them the 12 living modules, you know, 12 cabins in them and all that kind of stuff, park them out in the city streets, say, from 9 o'clock at night.
But if we're being realistic about this and fair to the council, Robert, you know, we can't have people secretively building things in our city centres. You know,
I agree with you. It's a methodology they applied in taking it away to calm down and then make ridiculous statements about catching their fingers on my ass. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Bill?
Look, realism has to strike here. Belfast City Council do not have a great record about homelessness, and this is maybe where they should have been involved. And the idea was a brilliant one, but they should have gone to the council. As you say, you cannot have ad lib demonstrations of housing need and that sort of thing set out in the streets like that. It's just not on. We have got to tackle homelessness. We can do it, and we could have done it instead of...
Well, how otherwise are you going to highlight it? You can hang as many posters as you like up. But when somebody sees a module lying in the street that some poor creature has to shelter in the night, it strikes a chord like in human beings.
And if he's sick in there, or there's something else happens in there, he can't get out to go to the toilet or something, who's going to clean that out? Is the next person going to come and sleep in that? The health
is that a reason for not doing it?
Implications are horrendous. Those things, after a couple of days, could become just seed beds for disease. And
what does this say, Seamus Close? What does this say, Seamus Close, about the mentality, the humanity of those on Belfast City Council?
It demonstrates a clear lack of humanity. I mean, Bill's going on about what might happen, the ifs and the buts, etc. Here we had a charitable organisation.
Well, we don't actually know who they are, do we?
Well, we do. They call themselves Common Law Northern Ireland. They're a community group. And they placed it there sometime in December also. It was there. But, I mean, it's clearly...
There's a certain element of secrecy around this organisation. They are emailing our production team, Vinny, in other words, behind the scenes here. But they won't come on. So I would appeal to them to come on. Tell us. What they were about, why they did this, why they didn't do this. For example, Seamus, again, to be fair to the council, why didn't they do this hand in hand with the council?
Well, can I just reverse that? Why did the council not go to them? Why did the council, when they saw the pod there, and surely to goodness the council also recognised the homeless situation in Belfast on a nightly basis? What have they done? What discussions have they had with those homeless?
And why are they calling this a social experiment?
Because what they're trying to do is develop something that may be picked up by authority and run with.
But they're doing an experiment, Seamus. Listen to the language. They're doing an experiment with homeless people.
It's a social experiment, and they point out that people may need it someday. You know as well as I know that people are within three paychecks of potentially being on the street.
Listen, I'll tell you, I'll share this all with you now, and I haven't actually spoken about this before, but last year I was out filming for a project I was doing, and I came across a young man at the side of the Europa, and you walk past these people. That's what we do. We walk past, and I approached him, and he was that cold, Seamus, he was actually that cold and that terrified. He couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. And he looked up at me. And I actually sat down. There were other people with me. And they asked me to leave him because they felt that this person just didn't want to speak. And there was just something came into my head. And I thought, you know, this guy could be in trouble. Yeah. And I sat down beside him. And I just sat there. And I must have sat there for about half an hour or so. And this is nearly a year ago now. And what had happened to that person, and this is profoundly, it just rattled me so much. What had happened to him was he had lost his job, been made redundant, and within weeks, not within years, within weeks, he couldn't pay his rent, and he was out in the street.
That's exactly the situation, and you demonstrated very well.
And he did have a mum and dad.
Yeah.
And he did have a family.
Yeah. But there's something inhuman about us that looks on that individual, and that's why I used the comparison earlier on in what I was saying. We are inclined to move to the other side of the street. We didn't see it. Turn a blind eye. Hope that somebody else might deal with it. Demonstrate our lack of charity, our lack of Christianity in a so-called Christian country. And the lead in this, and this is the bit that really hurts me, the bit that's grabbed the headlines is that it was authority on this occasion that done that.
I'll say this to them.
With a quasi-legal organisation that won't reveal itself, that didn't bother to...
Don't blame them. Look at the homeless where they were trying to...
Well, we need to hear from them, actually. We do need to hear from them.
Really, Stephen, you're quite right.
You know, they can't just do this in secret. We need to hear from them. We need to hear what they're about. We know that they're listening to The Nolan Show right now.
But we want their motivation to inspire.
There's another thing strikes me, though, this morning, Bill, right? So here you have Belfast City Council, you know, within hours, out there, taking it away, okay?
Yes.
You see all the bunting and the flags that go up on Belfast City Council property that is illegal, that is not supposed to be there. Do you find the council rushing out to take it down?
You have me there, you're quite right. It is a total disgrace.
But they don't rush out to do that, do they?
No, up at Twaddell Avenue, might is right.
Here.
But poor people are less than human in some people's eyes.
No, let's just deal with homelessness. It's a cancer. It's a terrible thing in our society. And we have got to accept responsibility for it. The people who take responsibility on behalf of the citizens are the council.
Well, do you know what I want to find out?
They have acted responsibly.
Well, and
I believe if this organisation talks to them, we can arrive at a situation where there's one or two of those items, or an improved one, on the street for our homeless people until we get social housing sorted.
Jim's in Belfast. Morning, Jim.
David.
It's really, actually, a really interesting issue, this. I do want you to phone us today, 08459 555 678. Were the council right to take what this was is, if you imagine a box that is big enough to lie down in and it provided shelter and it had a charging supply in it, and a radio in it. Now, what are the council right to go in and immediately take that away? That's the question. What do you think, Jim?
Stephen, have you ever approached a homeless person?
I've just told you I have.
Pardon?
I've just told you I have. You obviously weren't listening. Last year, I actually helped this person. I don't want to go into what I did, but yes, I have.
Yes, well, you know when you approach a homeless person, they don't. Their hygiene, the smell, and that guy was right. If a person got into that box and urinated or lay drunk and did whatever he wanted, how do you expect another person to come along and get in and lie in that? That's going to cause disease, Steve.
Listen, Jim, to the stereotypes that you're throwing out there. Sure.
Pardon?
So you listen to the stereotypes that you're throwing out there, that a homeless person, they're drunk and they smell. Like, just listen.
I'm repeating what that guy said.
But just listen to yourself. Sure, some homeless people are drunk, some aren't. Some homeless people smell, some people in the BBC smell too.
Well, I agree with that already, yeah.
Here's David in Belfast. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Obviously, and I absolutely disagree 100% with Bill Jeffers. I think his snobby attitude towards this is an absolute disgrace. There's many buildings in Belfast that could be used and could be taken over by the council and the housing executive to all put people into and give them a shelter. And I think homeless people, many of them don't drink, many of them don't smoke, many of them are homeless because of personal reasons and other reasons. My heart breaks when I see homeless people in the street. In 2015, it is an absolute disgrace on us all.
What do you think the council should do?
Conscience.
I think the council should put it back, David.
I think, well, don't take something away unless you're prepared to put something in its place and do it quickly. You know, homeless people don't have, you know, rain, sleet, snow, freezing to cold. Maybe Bill Jeffers would spend a couple of weeks out in the street and he would understand then what it's like. Don't be the snobby attitude towards poor people.
Well, let Bill Jeffers speak to you.
Seriously, I do have a social conscience. I like the idea of the box. I totally disapproved of the random placing of it without getting support, without demonstrating that there was maintenance for it, that there was supervision for it. The idea is brilliant, and I support that. I want something done about our homeless people in Belfast.
Well, it's not being done. That's why probably the box is right there. It's better with something there than nothing there, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Perhaps
it's not correct. It's not right. And what they were saying about the possibility of somebody being ill in it, I mean, look, what does it need a mobile phone charger for? Of all the things in it, I thought, my God, why would they put a mobile phone charger in?
Let me give you your answer to that.
They could put a helpline in. They could put a mobile phone in that you could press and get through and get help, medical assistance, food or anything like that.
Say somebody has mental health issues and they turned around and they've been three out of their home for some reason. They have a phone in their pocket. They have lost contact with their family. They don't know where they are. At least if they see, maybe if they realise there's a phone charger there, they can charge up and phone home and they can get some help. So, Bill, you really need to get down to the grassroots of this.
Okay.
There's too much homelessness in Northern Ireland. Go down Bedford Street and you'll see three or four young people sitting in the doorway. But there for absolute months. Young people lying on the street. This is our community. All people, and homelessness is sad in this society, and many, many of them don't drink and don't smoke. They're homeless because there's
more than electricity. They need money. So the idea of a charger is what you do is you put in a phone that they can press a button on and they can get through to one of the helplines. That's what you need.
Well, at the end of the day, don't take something away unless you're prepared to put something.
But is a pod the answer? And until these people who put it there speak out, we actually don't even know if this was some type of a stunt. Like, we just don't know.
Well, I think that's going a wee bit over the top, Stephen, to say that it may have been a stunt.
Well, Seamus, we don't know. Unnamed, faceless people who may be the most charitable people in this country, I don't know. And they very well may be, by the way. They've done a lot more for homeless people this week than I have. So I give them that.
They've done an awful lot for homeless people, and let's
But we don't know who they are, Seamus. And we don't know why they've done this now.
Well, what we do know was that they helped some individuals who found refuge within that shelter. For me, that is good enough. But what we're inclined to do in society is look for reasons for not doing something. There are so many impediments put in our way by bureaucrats for administration, etc. Rather than getting on and dealing with a problem, a real problem that we have is homelessness.
Here's SDLP Councillor, sits in Belfast City Council, actually. Pat McCarthy, good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Steve.
You support this being removed, did you?
No, I don't. Stephen, the first I heard about it was on the way in the car on the radio. But, you know, I raised this issue of homelessness at the Health and Environmental Services Committee meeting in early December. I raised it again at the Budget Transformation meeting, and it was discussed at the Strategic Policy and Resources Committee last week. I've called upon the City Council to coordinate all efforts regarding homeless people.
And have they done it?
Well, we are. We've allocated it to a department. A meeting will be called of all relevant agencies to try and pull everything together. It is an issue. We recognise it as an issue.
The council would only be one stakeholder in trying to help homeless people, because you would have the housing executive would have a role there too, and DSD.
We're trying to pull everyone together, get them all around the one table and discuss it so no one can duck the issues of their
So you think, Pat, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so let me ask it as a question. Do you think the council have messed up here in removing this?
I think it could have been dealt with better, Stephen. I still don't know who authorised it or the reasons behind
it. No one authorized it.
I'm trying to find out.
Do you think they should put it back?
Well, I think we need to have a conversation with the people who put it there.
Absolutely.
You know, let's try and solve problems, not try and create our ones.